aliens. Science fiction, fantasy, horror, even comedy movies have so heavily encompassed the psyche of the modern world with the idea that they exist, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't believe in aliens. If you went back a few decades, fewer people might have believed that they exist, but today, 65% of Americans say their best guess is that intelligent life exists on other planets, and the numbers are growing. But what does the Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam teach us about the existence of aliens? I mean, according to the Islamic perspective, do they really exist? Well, actually, yes. In light of the Holy Quran, Ayatollah Nuri Hamadani says there are living creatures in the heavens, just like on the earth. And there are a number of examples in the words of the great personalities of Islam, i.e. a hadith, which prove this fact. The Holy Quran says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. And of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and what he has dispersed throughout them of creatures. About this verse, Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati says, there are also living creatures in the heavens. Now, one might assume, well, of course there's other creatures living in the heavens. They're called angels. But actually, the other creatures being referred to in this verse are not angels. The word dab is defined as beasts, moving creatures, including humans and animals, not angels. And Allama Tabatabai says, from what is apparent of this verse, there are creatures, dawab, which exist in the heavens just like on this earth. And it is incorrect for someone to say that this verse is referring to the angels. Because firstly, the verse is mutlaq, referring to all manner of creatures, and one cannot limit the meaning to just one kind of living being, i.e. angels, with no good reason. And secondly, the word dawab is not used for the angels. The great Islamic scholars, thinkers, and mufassireen are of the opinion that the Quran indicates other creatures do live in the heavens. And these other creatures are not angels, nor are they jinn. They are entirely different beings. In Tafsir al-Namuna, it is written, the word dab includes microscopic creatures to giant animals. And this verse proves the existence of living creatures in the heavens. Even if scientists have not yet come to a definitive judgment in this regard and hazard a guess that among the planets in the sky, there is a strong possibility that there are many planets that have living creatures. But with the statement, that which he has spread of living beings in the heavens and the earth, the Quran has clearly stated this reality, the fact that there are many living creatures beyond the skies. In fact, the idea that the Quran informed us long ago of the existence of other creatures in far-off planets is not a new or unknown thing. When it reached the ears of Ayatollah Nuri Hamadani that the space agency announced that there are millions of planets in the galaxy which may be suitable to support life, he wrote, "What is fascinating is that this important subject was already elaborated upon in the Holy Quran around 1,400 years ago." Indeed, the idea of living beings on distant planets is nothing new to the religion of Islam. After all, the main prayer of the Muslims is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So the Islamic world was full of great thinkers and explorers. When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about beings living in the heavens, he said, "Perhaps you assume that Allah the Exalted and Glorified has only created one world, or that Allah the Exalted and Glorified has not created people other than you? I swear by Allah, Allah the Great and Most High has created a million worlds and a million peoples. And the Holy Quran also states, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. The seven heavens, the earth, and all those in them glorify Him. There is not a single thing that does not glorify His praises, but you simply cannot comprehend their glorification. He is indeed most forbearing and all forgiving. About this verse, Agha Mohsin Qaraati says, there are living creatures in the heavens which have the ability of cognizance. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, outside of this earth of yours, there is an earth of light, whose light is from itself. And a people are there that serve and worship Allah alone and do not associate others to Him. Behind this sun of yours are 40 other suns, numerous other suns or solar systems, which have many creatures living in them. That's right, there are actually other creatures that live on far off planets. And it's important to note, we are not talking about the jinns here. Jinns are another creature that live right here on Earth with us. They live with us, they eat with us, they die right here on this planet with us. But they're not the same as aliens. When we say aliens, we're talking about other beings, creatures from other planets entirely. What do they look like? What are they made of? How do they communicate? We don't know. But the point is, the Quran and Ahadith have told us a long time ago that they do indeed exist. It's natural for many of us to assume that we're alone in the universe, that the entire cosmos was created only for us earthlings. But that's not the reality. To further demonstrate that many of the stars are indeed inhabited by other creatures, Ayatollah Nuri Hamadani quotes this hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. These stars which exist in the heavens have cities and civilizations just like ours on this earth. And there's a brief overview of this hadith by Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi, who says, it is very self-indulgent to assume that the only planet which is inhabited is our own, and that the millions and millions of planets in the heavens are barren, silent, and empty of inhabitants. The scientists of today, based on the calculations they have made on the existence of life and living conditions in the celestial spheres, have confirmed that millions or hundreds of millions of these planets may have inhabitants. And many of them are likely to have more advanced and far superior civilizations than that of our planet Earth. This is because their life began thousands of millions of years before the life of our planet. The above hadith is one of the scientific miracles of the Commander of the Faithful, who spoke of these things 14 centuries ago. What's all the more fascinating is just as we assume that those aliens don't exist, many of them assume the very same about us, that we don't exist. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, truly Allah the Exalted has made 12,000 worlds, each world of which is grander than seven of the heavens and the earth. And no world among them knows that Allah has created worlds other than their own. And I am a hujjah upon all of those worlds. Contemplating over the vastness of the universe and all the different creations of Allah is one of the best ways to connect to Allah, by recognizing His grandeur and infinite magnificence. In fact, the companions were once sitting and contemplating when the Prophet entered and asked them what they were thinking about. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, we're thinking about the sun, how it rises and how it sets. The Holy Prophet said, Ahsant, very good. Contemplate over the creation and do not contemplate over the Creator. Side note, this doesn't absolutely mean that we should never contemplate over God. but rather one of the methods through which we can recognize Allah is through contemplating over that which Allah has created. It is through contemplating over the creation that we better recognize and understand the Creator. The Holy Prophet continued, "Thus did Allah create all that He willed, that you might be enamored and amazed by it. Beyond are 70,000 ummas, communities created like birds, and their chicks are with them in their skies, and they do not tire from glorifying Allah. And beyond them are 70,000 more ummas, created from wind, and their food, drink, clothing, utensils, and animals are from the wind. The nests of their animals are not bound to the ground until the day of judgment. Their eyes are on their chests. Every one of them sleep and wake only once, while their sustenance is above their heads. And beyond them is the shade of the Arsh, the throne of Allah. And in the shade are 70,000 more ummas, which do not know that Allah has created Adam and the children of Adam, and they do not know that Iblis and the children of Iblis have been created." And this is the meaning of the verse of the Quran, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and He creates what you do not know. Recognizing just how big the cosmos is and how full it is of life and intellectual creatures that we'll probably never even see helps us to recognize our own apparent insignificance, how truly small we are. It helps us fight our own arrogance. The prophets and imams, alayhim as-salam, used to tremble with fear whenever they stood before Allah in their daily prayers, because they knew just how small, weak, and pathetic we are before our magnanimous Creator. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Those of His servants only who are possessed of knowledge fear Allah. Surely Allah is mighty, forgiving. We humans think we're so big, we're so important. The sheer hubris and arrogance of humanity has led us to wars and creating famines and creating suffering on the earth. It's so pathetic. While the Quran, the Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam informed us of all these such things well over 1,000 years ago, in the last 100 years or so, there has been a boom in the amount of science fiction novels and the like from Western writers, and a barrage of American movies, cartoons, TV shows, video games, etc., which have thoroughly pushed the idea of the existence of aliens. On top of that, the Pentagon, the American government, has officially announced the existence of UFOs and even released the footage. Now, what's the agenda of the great Satan, America?
I don't know.
But three things we can be sure of. Number one, America is not to be trusted. Number two, jinns, demons, are not the same as aliens. And number three, while Islam teaches us that heavenly creatures do exist, and that this is all the more reason for us to exalt and praise and believe in Allah, the enemies are using the existence of aliens in the opposite way to exalt the American hegemony, the perceived greatness of NASA and the scientific American system. They use the concept of aliens and galactic travel to build up a representation of America as being the world police and the masters of the galaxy, a narrative which is entirely false. They've never made contact with aliens, and they probably never will. It's all just fiction. They don't know what they look like, they've never seen them. That which they have perceived, if anything, is just jinns. The Holy Quran says, بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. They used to worship the jinn. Most of them were believers in them. And so hell-bent is the demonic system of America at removing God from the equation and denying our glorious Creator, that they are even pushing the idea that we were not created by God, but rather by aliens. They know that the human form is too perfect and must have a creator. But instead of accepting Allah, out of their sheer arrogance, they choose to theorize that we were created ultimately through natural selection and by aliens. You can look up the words of atheist mouthpieces like Richard Dawkins or even the satanic cult in America called Scientology. There's celebrities who actually believe in this toxic compound ignorance and are trying to brainwash the masses into believing the same through pop culture. Look at what the Quran says. أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبَغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْحًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ Is it then other than Allah's religion that they seek to follow? While to him submits whoever is in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and to him shall they be returned. They use a fictional concept of aliens to deny Allah, while in reality, those very aliens actually submit to Allah. And there are numerous other verses which also allude to the idea of life forms on other planets. And Ayatollah Qarshi says, these such verses prove the existence of intelligent beings who possess cognizance and well clarifies that there are beings in the heavens, similar to humans, living intelligent beings who are humbly submissive to Allah and ask for their needs from Him. Another thing I find absolutely beautiful about all this is how the Quran and Ahadith actually talk about aliens in a positive light. In the Holy Quran, Allah swears by the heaven-containing pathways. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ When Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about this very verse of the Quran, he said, it means that the heaven has goodly creatures in it. The aliens are goodly creatures. Now, a huge number of American films and media present aliens as evil and terrifying creatures who in one way or another are defeated by the brave and powerful American regime. The idea of an outside evil presence that needs to be fought is not a new concept in American propaganda. In fact, President Ronald Reagan even said, I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. Thanks, Mr. President, but I think we all know who the real threat to humanity is, and it ain't the aliens. It's creatures like you. Our planet is not going to be invaded by evil aliens anytime soon. We're the monsters, you see. The Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ While human beings were created in the best of forms and our potential for good is extraordinarily incomparable, our evil actions, the arrogance we've had, the tyrannies we've done, the atrocities, all the evil we've perpetrated, especially at the hands of tyrannical powers, of bloodthirsty empires throughout history, and the great Satan America today, all these things have made so much of humanity the lowest of the low. And now they're talking about landing on Mars or colonizing the moon, etc. Those poor aliens. I mean, imagine if they have oil or some other natural resource. America is going to try to do to them exactly what they did to Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, if they could do such atrocities to their own fellow human beings, just imagine what they would do to distant creatures on far-off planets. But you know what? يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُضُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُضُوا لَا تَنْفُضُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ O company of jinn and mankind, if you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass. You will not pass except by authority from Allah. If anybody is going to traverse those outer limits, if anybody is truly going to make contact with aliens, then inshallah, it's going to be Muslims under the guidance of the Imam of the time, alayhi salam, and it's only going to be possible with the authority of Allah. So tell him, game over.